Okay, so I'm sitting on my lunch break the other day watching TV, and The Saint's on, which is an awesomely bad movie.
I love that movie.
I have
a
soft spot for it. It's not good, but Elizabeth Shue, Val Kilmer.
Bad.
It's bad.
If you have to say it's not bad.
At all, like,
it's not as bad as Transformers 2.
But I was thinking back to the days of the 80s and 90s where the Russians were always the bad guys. And then I was thinking about how we're always... But now the Russians are the bad guys again, like I feel like on TV and stuff. And we're always bemoaning...
John Wick.
Well, between John Wick...
Gosh, yeah.
What other ones recently? The Takens.
Taken 750.
I mean, there's a lot of them. It's okay.
Any movie with Liam Neeson. I think he's got a big against Russians.
So, you're watching The Saint, and you get to think about
Russians. We're always bemoaning the number of remakes and reboots and all that kind of stuff. And I contend that we're not actually doing that, that at some point around 2006, the world itself took a U-turn in time, and we're actually going backwards.
So,
and I'm just saying,
Superman flew around
between,
and started spinning
exactly,
us the other
between,
way.
Like, I mean, Vladimir Putin and Ukraine and these movies making it okay for the Russians to be bad guys again. Missy Elliott performed at the Super Bowl. Gas is under $2 a gallon. Suge Knight killed a guy a couple weeks ago. I'm just saying, the three of the biggest movies that are going to come out this year are going to be Terminator, Jurassic Park, and Star Wars. I think we're actually going backwards in time. I think that is a real thing that has happened.
Marty,
and
we got to go back.
I need you guys to get on board with it.
That's I'm terribly excited by that, actually.
Yeah, I don't see this as a problem.
Until Disco.
Well, all right, so welcome.
We got to stop it right at Disco.
No, we'll turn back after the... We'll start coming back this way again at the
80s. So we're just going to stay in the 80s?
Oh, we might go back to the moon. Oh. I don't know.
Might, saying? That's true.
There all might right. be a Clinton in the White House again.
It's I'm just with you. Saying, this is
all,
actually crazy.
These
this
are all things
crazy.
That are happening. Yeah.
So welcome back to the Nerdcast. After a week missing, we are all back. And because we were off for a week, I don't remember what episode we're on, but I think it's 19.
I think it should be 19, but I think it's 18 since we didn't do a week.
No,
right?
We did 18 already.
Did we do 18?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes. So
when you said you didn't know, you actually did know, and you're just messing with
us? I know we did 18. I just wasn't sure if we were to 20 already or if we were still 19. So, before I forget, our book bimbo, is that it?
What?
Tyler?
Really?
It introduced us in. What were I can't remember them all.
I think that it is, but
you're bad with
let's
this.
Do some
book bimbo. Bro. Tyler introduced us with a rant of us going back in time, which seems to be all too true.
Highly plausible.
I know we
got
to agree with him on that one.
Aaron Lay on the Plants vs. Zombies over there, also known as our Academy Award winning time traveling wizard.
Yay.
Bob
me.
Is our movie maven. Movie maven. He's here as well. And then, of course, the video game vixen, Adam Adair.
Yeah.
All joining me. What did we call me? The bossy boss. But I think Tyler had it as a different translation.
Ignoramus. We're gonna hold on to some of those. Colorful metaphors.
Okay. So the concept is three biggest movies, a repeat in time. Russians are bad guys again. Clinton possibly in the White House again in the near future.
Gas is less than two bucks.
Missy Elliott.
And Missy was working it on.
So
the
another thing
show.
I feel like we need to bring up is we're totally against, like, bring down the full fury of the FCC on everyone because of a nipple,
yes.
But Missy Elliott can totally talk about working that dick on the television.
I didn't even know it was about a penis.
What?
Seriously?
Did you just filter yourself
there? I
don't
like to use the D word. Like,
the word,
let's just say penis.
The word dick is actually in the song
it
multiple
is,
times.
Yeah.
That was the only concession they made to, like, censorship is she sang the song, but every time the word dick came up, she just didn't say
so
anything.
So if you have
I
a
mean,
big...
Like,
if
you
got
to
work
it.
Let me work it.
But I can't understand lyrics. Who listens to the lyrics?
What do you
really?
Honestly, Tyler?
A lot of people, actually.
Yeah.
Obviously, Tyler is one of them, but a lot of people.
That was a pretty huge song when it came
that
out.
Song,
I still like it.
I love that song,
song,
but I didn't know it was
every
about
other
a
minute.
Penis.
If you've got a dick, something, let
if
me
you
work
got
it.
A big...
I mean,
me
I thought maybe
something,
she was
something and reverse it.
Let me see how I see how hard I got to work it.
Oh, yeah,
because it's... sit down and reverse it, and then it's that exact same
hold
said
on.
Backwards.
Hold on. I just realized something. See, there's a bunch of words rapid fire there, and you guys had that big penis line stick out to you because you had a fantasy of Missy Elliott working your
no we were children of the penises. 90s and one of the only thing I mean one of the most important things you had to do to prove that you were cool to other kids is memorize the lyrics the to hip-hop songs
oh or really
if you couldn't sing
most
every
that what prevented you, couldn't, you from if you being couldn't sing, uncool Tyler
no I mean that was that street song? Cred like with among in Midwestern towns of mostly white children you needed to be able to know you needed to know every
we
single
know
word
every of song yeah
you need to know every Fact. Single word of California Dream. I mean,
California Love.
You need to know every single word of Gin and Juice. You need to know every single word of
every Eminem. I feel like song. You were making up some of your own rules for what it meant to be cool.
So
I don't
you're
know
obviously
anybody.
Were not a white adolescent boy in the 90s because these guys will back me up.
You know
on
what?
This one.
That's true. I didn't have a penis.
We actually are all backing Tyler up on this one. So
that's cool. I just, as a woman.
I'm just saying, if you turn on
does not
a,
have a penis,
top 40 I don't rap really... hit from 94 to 99 on right now, all three of us could probably sing all the words.
Especially if Ludacris, Missy Elliott, or Busta Rhymes.
DMX.
Not so much DMX.
DMX had quite a few. Eminem,
but I don't
anything
know if
Eminem
was.
Pretty much anything Eminem.
Yeah, DMX, though. Definitely. I don't want to lump
or
that
Baby Got Back.
So.
I sing that at least once a day.
Bob probably does.
Awesome.
I believe it.
Podcast over. Mic drop. Bob's out.
So besides the 90s, there's actually still a lot going on right now. Tyler wanted to talk a little bit about also the a very interesting pilot, we'll just put it that way, that's getting smashed left and right.
Okay.
So go ahead.
You say you don't want to talk about it, but you do.
Tyler's
like, I don't want it. Let me talk.
It makes me angry. So as the book guy, if those of you aren't aware, there is a series of books that were really, really, really popular. I mean, they're still popular today, but they were super popular in the 90s, early 2000s, called The Wheel of Time by Robert Jordan.
Did Missy Misdemeanor show
it's
up
a,
in them?
It's a really long series of books. That I think it ended up numbering 13, 14. Memory Light was number 14 in the series. First book came out in...
Oh, what's that? You can't remember what episode it is?
Oh, there's so many books. Okay, but let me back up my story with the reason why I can't remember how many of them.
No, you don't.
The first one came out in like 89.
What have you done, Iggy?
I'm just saying... For people who complain about Game of Thrones, of which I am one, the amount of time those first book came out in like 1989, the last one came out in 2011, and the author died halfway through all of these. So, I didn't read the first one until like junior high, so like 97, 98, and didn't get to read the last one in the series until like 13 years later. That was a really long time to finish.
But if there was 14 books,
yeah, but the first you got to understand,
not everybody reads a book in a night, Tyler.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but it's still like. When I started reading them, he was at like 8, and it took, I mean, even then it took, anyway, that's not the point of the story. The point of the story is they're
Do we have one of those?
It's this huge, sprawling, I'm trying to give some
the
background.
The point is that there's a pilot that aired.
Don't even call it that. Don't even give it that. The story's getting kind of weird, and like the background of it is a little weird. It's a huge franchise. There's a lot of books, and that stuff is popular again now. With the success of Game of Thrones, people are trying to snatch those up. Mm-hmm. Way back in the day, Robert Jordan sold the rights to it to a production company called Red Eagle Entertainment, who was supposed to do like these games, and they were going to do possibly a movie or a television show and comic books, and they just failed miserably at every turn. Like, everything they did was bad or never panned out. They started a comic book that made it, like, 3 issues, and then no one... All these people who pre-ordered it never got them. They tried to make a game that failed multiple times at different studios, never shows, and literally the last blog post he ever wrote on his website before he died was just slamming this company about how terrible they've been with...
This company's going to kill me.
We might want to look into that. Intellectual property. He dies. The books stop for a while. His widow, who's also the executor of like the estate and runs the company that holds all the intellectual property, hires Brandon Sanderson, another well-known author, finishes the series. Finishes off pretty strong. Like, there was some really, you know, parts in the middle, but when it was all said and done, it was cathartic. It was fantastic, the end. The company that owned these rights, this Red Eagle Entertainment, had a deal at one point with Paramount and then sold the rights, apparently, but Navy still had them. Bring us to the present day. February 11th,
finally,
2015, the rights were going to expire and revert back to the Bandersnatch Group, which is Harriet McDougal, CEO, is the widow of Robert Jordan, blah, blah, blah. A day before that, at 1:30 in the morning, in a paid advertising spot, basically the equivalent of like an
infomercial,
a 30-minute quote-unquote pilot, which is basically just the prologue of the very first book that takes that takes place thousands of years before even the plot of the books, which is just two guys talking, gets aired with a production value of practically nothing that looks like it was filmed in like a day and a half, with featuring Billy Zane as the bad guy.
Billy Zane,
yeah.
With no production value.
It sounds like the production value is already really high with Billy Zane.
No promotion, no advertising, no nothing. It airs.
It just shows up out of nowhere,
and it's literally
it does.
And it's then when people like and no one knew about it, people start seeing it and like what is this? Is this a thing? And then people start looking into it, realize, oh, their rights were going to expire in literally like 24 hours. So they basically bought an infomercial. They bought an infomercial.
Cheapest possible thing they could find, right?
As a proof of concept pilot for a television series they're trying to develop.
Because for those...
But I mean, that's basically a kick in the junk to everyone who you would want to sell this, like the...
Yeah.
Everyone you want to make money off of with those rights, that's like, oh, screw all of you guys. We don't care.
Even if they're literally... We're trying to develop something, which... The last 20 years shows, I mean, the last 10, 15 years shows that like their seriousness around actually developing something good is.
So to relate this, for people to understand, the best example is just because of how in our face Marvel, all the Marvel properties are right now.
Mm-hmm.
The reason, well, up until which we'll talk about this here in a minute too, since we didn't have an episode last week, but the reason Sony continued to make Spider-Man movies or rebooted the Fantastic Four is because for those contracts typically state, if it's left for a certain amount of time, then it returns back to the rights of the original
owner.
This
actually happened to Marvel at one point with the Fantastic Four. There was a really, people, really big fans will talk about
TV
it.
Show.
The Corman version of the Fantastic Four movie that was made in the early 90s that never actually showed up in any theaters, was never aired, but it was made just so that the rights would not revert back to Marvel. Anyway, so it airs, people start to find out about it, blog posts go up. Harriet McDougal, the widow of Jordan, comes out and just lambastes these guys. Like, this is ridiculous. They didn't tell us. They didn't even partner with. They didn't talk to us. They knew that their rights were going to expire. This was just a blatant cash grab. Their guy comes out and straight up.
By cash grab, they mean.
They all of a sudden realize that people want these properties, and they may not. And the other thing is the question of whether or not they actually have the rights to it is still, because they may have sold them to Paramount and lost them. Regardless, she comes out and goes after him. Their CEO comes out and says, no, we really are developing this, blah, blah, blah. And people straight up ask him, like, wait, but the timing, infomercial, well, there's different things, blah, blah, blah. And basically, at some point, basically it admits, like, no, we knew our rights were going to expire. We had to put something out there. And now the new twist in it is now they are suing her for, like, the thing she's saying for, like, defamation. Like, it's reached a level of ridiculousness.
Well, if they're not going to make money off of the crappy pilot, they got to make it somewhere.
It's all said
right?
done right, Wheel of Time could be a really, really lucrative and probably entertaining franchise because it's a huge birth of dearth of just stuff in a fantasy setting that Game of Thrones has proven is super successful, and it's just now turned into just nonsense. So,
Well,
it gets me a little hot about it because I own all those books and I'm a little sad about it.
If anybody's interested, episode 2 does air at 1:30 a.m. this Saturday. The cast is still to be determined.
Yeah,
right in between.
Billy Zane may not make an appearance.
Right in between
30 minute
shark,
abs.
Shark vacuums.
Well, I was gonna say, what was his name? The guy who
Billy
was
ShamWow.
No. The
ShamWow.
The guy who sold like the rotisserie. And
Ronco.
Ronco. The dehydrator.
Ron Poop.
Speaking of those successful.
Ron Popeil.
Successful.
I like that.
There's been a lot of talk about it. Successful fantasy TV shows.
Oh, I thought we were going to go into Billy Mays.
And we're about halvesies in here in the room. People read the books, not read the books. It's become very clear that Game of Thrones, the TV show, will finish before Game of Thrones, the book series, will.
That's scary for me.
I don't want to talk about it. Let's just change
the subject.
It's
definitely
going to
happen. Well, here's the question.
It hasn't happened yet.
You don't watch until
it's going to
happen. Tyler's offering you a hypothetical question, so just hold on.
It's going to happen. Like, it's a done deal now.
Okay.
Bah.
do you stop watching the show to finish the books first?
Yes.
Or do you keep watching the show and then eventually read the
watch the show.
Yeah, can you stop?
I'll stop.
Yes.
Yeah.
If you stop, people are going to spoil the crap out of it anyways.
But I'll save myself.
I feel like nothing survives the internet anymore.
I know exactly what is going on in the Walking Dead right now.
George didn't know about Snape kills Dumbledore like 15 years later.
George lives under a rock.
You say
on the internet.
You say that. Maybe it's just because TV fans are shittier than book fans because I feel
like...
They are. I feel like the Ned, the Red Wedding, all that stuff was kept...
The people who read the books, I feel like knew what was coming. Hold on, guys.
See, but now something just came out today where he says that like season 5 is going to be completely changed from the book.
Oh, they've already made big
lots of changes.
He's already told them how the books end. I won't stop watching.
Here's the thing, Tyler, and everybody, but
it's going to.
Here's the thing. People don't spoil certain actions from the books to the shows because they're sitting there watching with their friends who want to see their reaction.
Yeah, they're videotaping their reaction.
TV show spoilers are definitely a lot more. Every one of us can probably tell us who died the week before in The Walking Dead.
But if you don't want to know, you don't have to. I don't know.
You just go onto Twitter and they're literally sharing pictures with RIP of this character.
It's fine.
Or not even that. I'm getting promotional emails to our reviews at Project Nerd email. Oh, since blah, blah, blah is now dead on The Walking Dead, he's joining our comic publishing company. Oh, thanks a lot.
So I'm going to get this out of the way now.
Snape kills Dumbledore?
I'm going to stop watching the show, and I will wait for the books to finish. And if anything is spoiled for me by you, I'm going to come to your fucking house and punch you in the throat. Just throwing it out.
So you wasted your F-bomb on that.
Seconded.
I know. That's not a waste. That was not a waste.
You're not gonna watch the show anymore then?
Well, I need to read the fifth book, so I got to actually get on
that.
You can't make it.
You're not. Neither one of y'all are going to make it. Because how long is it going to take for those books to come out?
Who knows?
I waited like 6 years for one of them to come out. I waited 13 years to finish Wheel of Time.
With no alternate options to know the end. Like,
we're not the type of person who had to. You freaked out and had to know what happened to Ned before the last episode. You couldn't wait a week so that you.
I remember you looking
at
yourself.
I'm not saying that spoiler.
I'm talking about the Walking Dead
one. People who are waiting years for the books.
There are book series that are active that I'm reading now that I'm 10 books into, and I'm not going to... If someone could tell me today how, like... I've read two... Like, Brandon Sanderson has a series now that's going to be 10 books long eventually. The second one just came out. If someone's like, today... I can tell you exactly how the next 7 to 8 books go, or you can wait 15 years to finish them. I'm going to wait 15 years to finish them.
In other news,
just saying.
Marvel and Sony have reached an agreement.
They've come to an accord.
This is kind
of
old news at this point
because
it's going to be a week and a half old by this point, but we did share it on the site and it was all over the place, but we definitely want to talk about it still.
Right, it's still big news.
Spider-Man, it's still... Sony still retains the rights. Sony still makes money, but they're kind of partnering back up with Marvel. Kevin Feige, or however you say it. It will be the executive producer along with everybody's favorite person from Sony. And then, of course,
Amy Pascal's the nice lady.
Only if you like reading emails.
She's stepping down,
but she's an executive.
She's still an executive producer of all the Spider-Man movies, right. And she's keeping that title.
That's her severance package, I'm sure. That's a parachute there.
Because you get a percentage of profits if you're executive producer. So, of course, and then Spider-Man will start appearing again in Marvel movies,
and she'll get
starting
a
with
percentage
the cap
of
the next Captain America,
maybe.
It's confirmed
he's
now.
He's going to be in there.
It's confirmed as of this. It was just this past weekend.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they confirmed it now.
It's definitely Civil War.
Yeah, they have confirmed it. Everyone assumed it
would be that, but there's he's going to. Originally, the deal was that he will appear in a Marvel movie prior to.
Well, he might. I don't know if he'll make an appearance, but my understanding is they've confirmed that he will be a big part of that
Civil War.
So there could be a small
because the deal is
he did get a few delays in movies.
To show up in one prior to. Them rebooting it again at Sony.
Okay, so
it's a win-win, though.
I think so.
Marvel gets their money. Marvel gets to use their character that they've wanted.
This is definitely not a deal they'll ever strike with Fox.
Fox gets to say basically. I mean, it's Fox. The language that Fox is using is very well crafted, but at the end of the day, it's Sony coming out and saying, "All right, look, we can't make a successful Spider-Man movie to save our lives. Every movie you guys make is makes $1 billion. So
right.
Here, use them all you want. Just help us make a good movie, please.
Well, then it's
not even that. They know they can. You can make something more of it if he's being able to interact with these other characters.
Well,
that
Sony
he hasn't been
can't
able to
go
before.
And use Marvel characters.
No, but they can still sell more Spider-Man merchandise.
Oh, no,
if he's
yeah,
a part
that's
of
true,
these
but it,
Avengers.
But in the individual Spider-Man movie. People can pop up from the Marvel universe now, right?
Cause
no.
Marvel's
no, Sony's no. still... No, because no, even though so Marvel has a hand in it, it's still Sony's movie. But at the end of the day, Sony, a big amount of that money, especially for Spider-Man, has come on that merchandise, especially
right,
targeting those kids.
Toys.
And now it's like, oh, we're not waiting this long now for another Spider-Man movie to get back on the shelf. No, every time a Marvel movie comes out, here's new Spider-Man toys. Here's new Spider-Man stuff.
Well, yeah. And you're looking at... I mean, this is actually... I think the deal is best for... I mean, for us, for the fans, we get
agreed
what we want. This is two companies who have now said, okay, you know, yeah, Sony white flags it a little bit and says, we can't do this. We need your help because you guys know what the heck you're doing with comic book movies. And Marvel says, okay, we'll give you our help, but we get to use them in our movies too. And,
well,
and
we
that's
need
a win for
arc
all of
anyways.
Us. Right,
yeah.
So, and I know that Sony had to release it to help their flagging image, if you can call it that. But at the same time, can you even imagine... Can you imagine what would happen on opening night, midnight, in a movie theater if you go and see a Marvel movie and it, like the
Spider-Man
post, the post-credit tag or something, Spider-Man swings
gosh.
Through New York.
Oh, no, dude. Yeah.
People would
heads
lose
would explode.
Their
literally
mind.
Explode.
If they had managed to keep this a secret until he showed up in a Marvel
kept
movie,
a secret anymore.
People,
not at Sony.
People's heads would have exploded.
Yeah,
it
that's
been
true.
Awesome.
It would have been great, but that's the point. Yeah, Sony can't even... keep their own social security numbers a secret. So, Bob, you said you had something to add there.
Well, I was just going to... So, if Spider-Man's moving over to the Marvel Universe, so, I mean, has Sony said anything about, like, Sinister Six or anything like
Sinister
that?
Sinister Six is delayed without a new date as of right now. They still would like to do it, but as of right now, it is on the back burner, and I'm sure they're waiting to
see
do these other Spider-Man movies to see how this one works with Marvel as a part of it, and if it's a huge success... Well, one, you can keep making Spider-Man movies, which is going to make more money than a Sinister
Six. I just never understood
another...
the premise behind the Sinister Six, because I don't know how a Sinister Six movie works.
Yeah, I know.
If the entire
outside
point of
the
movie
universe.
Is not to go hunt down and kill Spider-Man.
Well, Spider-Man could possibly be involved in the background, or it could be the formation of the Sinister Six, you know, an origin
they
story.
They formed because
I just
Spider-Man kicked
that.
The shit out of
yeah,
all of
I know.
Them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I don't think the Sinister Six one, like Suicide Squad makes sense to me. Some of the other, Sinister Six, they do not, they don't, like, I don't see any of those weird-ass characters functioning without Spider-Man being the whole point of it.
But he could be in it, he just wasn't going to be the center of it. Now, here's the big thing, and I apologize. I mentioned earlier I associated Fantastic Four with Sony. My mistake there. But here's the other thing, too. On the complete flip side of the coin, and on the comics world, Marvel has confirmed, too, the Fantastic Four ongoing series comics done this year.
That's
done.
Right?
Done. Yeah. And more X-Men characters expected to be killed off in their comics. So they're basically going the other direction with Fox and just saying,
cleaning house.
Yeah, screw you guys. If we can't make money off of it,
well,
we're not
we'll
even
stop
mess
even
with
giving
it.
You like potential source material. Yeah, like you don't
exactly.
get any of our good
well,
backstories
and, like,
or anything like that.
I mean, you got plenty of X-Men backstories.
Right. Fantastic Four comic book as a standalone of you know Johnny Reed, Sue, and Ben really hasn't been a thing for years in the comics. Like,
right.
They've changed names 15 times. Mm-hmm. Like the team has been Storm and Black Panther and Sue. And I mean, like,
I think I remember that.
They don't. It's never been really. Fantastic Four hasn't been a moneymaker, I don't think, for them for a long time. And that doesn't mean that Human Torch and Ben Grimm and Sue and Reed don't get to go and be in other comics, because they're in other comics all the time.
Oh,
there's not a Fantastic
Four. Right, there won't be a Fantastic Four.
Well, yeah, you don't
Four
eliminate those
title.
Characters. Because the characters alone actually are very popular, but yeah, the title as a group is just not maintained.
Yeah.
And I don't
and
know.
And a lot of them have had standalones. I wouldn't be surprised if they go back. They bring back, like... The Thing as a standalone comic, or Human Torch as a standalone comic, or they go join a team like Avengers or something like that. So,
mm-hmm.
but
I
just
know.
Less.
I don't know because you put them in an
now
Avengers
they can't
comic.
Get into an Avengers.
Because then those rules are so gray that talk about
anyone can be anything now. It's all about origins. Like, where do they first appear? What were they?
I don't know because Marvel has made it very clear to creators and artists and all that not to add and not to. Put any character even existing associated with the X-Men group, because then it could be potentially become rights to. But that's what I was saying. The Fox deal was, Marvel had their hands tied so bad behind their back, they pretty much bet over for that deal. And so we shared that number in our Facebook conversation this past week. What did I say it was?
The Sony one was $7 million, I think.
Oh, was it Spider-Man? No, it was $2 million, wasn't it? Something
I thought it was $7 million.
Was it seven million? Yeah. Sony originally got the rights to Spider-Man for $7 million.
Jeez.
Yeah. Tell me,
so how much did they make off the first one alone?
Just the first one alone.
Let alone the
merchandise off of these. Yeah, no. Sony's done all right with that title. They're doing okay.
All right.
Oh, no, they can keep making money now. Yeah, they've made the right decision, but they're not hurting financially off of that deal. We'll just put it that way. That investment.
The problem
return.
Is like, they made those first couple, like number one and number two especially, made astronomical amounts of money. And then they stop for a while, or they make the third one, it's terrible. They stop for a while, they come back, they try again to limited success. But if you're Sony, grass is always greener. If you're Sony, you're looking across the street, you're like, okay, I mean, we made $300 million off this one. Goddamn, Marvel over there just made $1 billion yeah. off of theirs.
Like, Marvel made $250 off opening weekend. Crap.
Marvel's last four movies have made more of their opening weekend than our flagship made like in its entire run. So.
I'm just hoping that it's not going to start just from the origin of Spider-Man. I just hope that they just think the audience already knows what his origin is and just goes from.
I feel like if there's an origin story to know, it's pretty much Spider-Man. Like, people know that one.
We've told it a few times now.
And even so, even if you have your small variables that are different, it's like, okay, he got bit by the radioactive spider. We know how it goes. Let's get this going.
Just, young man,
the only thing is there is a lot of talk about the Sony reboot not being Peter Parker, being Morales. What's his
name? Miles.
Miles, thank you, Morales. Yeah. Which would require a whole new origin story there, I think. Because that one, I don't think, well, I say I don't think. I know is not as widely known, and because it is more fresh, and it is something that hasn't had
like,
movies and cartoons and everything about
it's
it.
It's had one comic book, and that origin was told
once
a couple years ago.
Yeah,
one time.
Yeah,
you know, like
it. In crazy enough, it has been extremely successful too. Yeah. So he's definitely a character that
I don't have a problem with them using Miles Morales. I just can't think they can.
In the Civil War story.
Now they've already said that Civil War is going to be way different because no one really has secret identities in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Everyone pretty much knows who everyone is.
But oh,
at
no,
the same time, like, no matter what the story is, I think it has to be Parker interacting with Tony Stark. Like,
I can tell you is...
Well, I think it has to be because you don't get the standalone Spider-Man movie until after he's been in Civil War. So if you're not telling an origin story first, are you, like, then showing before... Civil Wars. Here's what happened.
There could
like, that
be though. You could
disjointed.
Have a Civil War, and you could have go through that stuff. You know, make it a little more drastic, and then that next one be the origin for Miles Morales. You could have it handed off. You know.
Yeah, but I just don't think you're gonna let. I don't think Sony's gonna let Marvel use him and then kill
to
him.
Kill him off.
Him
yeah.
And
true.
Kill him,
true.
So.
Good point.
Thanks
point
for giving
there.
Us. Thanks for giving
hey,
us creative
guys.
Control.
He's dead
by the
now.
Way, boom.
He's dead now forever.
You guys, sorry, no more Spider-Man movies. Gone. Thanks, Aaron, for joining us this evening, by the way.
I don't know anything about Spider-Man's back history. I'm listening. I'm getting educated.
I'm listening.
Edumacated.
I'm a little stuffy. Don't make fun.
So, yeah, so that was big news. Oh. Like I said, who cares? It was almost 2 weeks ago, but people are still talking about it like crazy, especially us.
It's exciting news.
It's big, and it's something that's going to own.
Especially
like,
if you love Spider-Man.
I don't want to say own, but it's going to be a major thing talked about in terms of the Marvel Cinematic Universe for the next few years to come.
Well, like I said, if they're good, if he's going to come out with Civil Wars, I mean, they already need to start filming because it usually takes about 6 to 8 months of post-production, so they need to start shooting that pretty quick.
I mean, we're going to find out really quickly who the new Spider-Man is, I think.
Right.
Movies, and the nice thing I like about it, the thing that makes it a big story to me is that hopefully it creates a blueprint for how this can be done for some of these other characters that, you know, the most recent Wolverine, not Wolverine Origins, but the most recent Wolverine movie was pretty good. But I would like to see some better movies with Wolverine.
Now, while all this is going on, DC had some photos leak out about the possible Batarang from the Batman Superman movie. Tyler. Not confirmed. This is just a possible Batarang.
Not confirmed that they're actually making a movie or that it's the Batarang.
Well, Batarang. Either. And then there are updated images of Ben Affleck looking fit as hell, but
that was gonna be just pictures of him just walking out of Gold's Gym.
The Academy, the Academy Award winning Ben Affleck.
He's also doing a boxing movie like that we don't know about or something like that. Like,
I mean,
he's Wildcat, which is DC though.
We've beat the subject's death, but literally. Until I see, like,
Tyler, that's why I brought it up. That's why I brought it up for you.
A Warner Brothers, a Warner Brothers production, a Zack Snyder film. Like, I don't believe it's going to happen.
The Watchmen.
I'm starting to question even if the trailer at San Diego Comic Con even really happened last year. I don't think it did.
It was all
it was group hypnotism.
I don't even think that one was there. I think somebody that was a fan made thing they threw online. They snuck it in. They pretended to be DC.
They called Matt the Sun and said, "Hey guys,
yeah,
way in the corner." You didn't notice the little like WB animation?
Yeah, Warner Premiere.
They went and grabbed Henry Cavill and Ben Affleck. Went down to like Bat in the Sun production. Said, "Hey, can we borrow these suits for a second?"
That was actually Kevin Porter in the suit there. No, it's the Batarang's big news, Tyler. Don't dismiss it.
Call me when they show the Batmobile, and then we'll talk.
They showed the Batmobile already. Yeah, they've shown pretty good pictures of it, too.
Like, on set, doing things?
Yeah,
or
actually, they've shown it on set in Detroit, yeah. Do you not remember? Because they're filming in Detroit. I think now you guys are just so against it that you're ignoring these.
I'm not against these it. There's been
two or three moments in the past 2 years that have confirmed this movie is in production, guys.
I'm not. I mean, like, let's be honest. It's a joke that I make that it's not, the movie is going to come out. I'm just not convinced that they can make a good one yet.
No. Anyways,
unless secretly. Christopher Nolan's been directing.
So some big movie trailers also dropped here recently. A couple ones. Del Toro is back in the director's chair and heading in the horror direction, I guess, is the way
back
to put it.
Back to horror.
Back to horror.
Thank you.
Crimson Peak. I want to say Crimson Tide.
That's what I keep wanting to say, too.
I'd watch a Guillermo del Toro version of Crimson Tide.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
Yes, it does.
I haven't watched it yet, guys, so I'm sorry. It's been a little crazy.
Because you're not
going to
watch the movie because you're weird.
I will watch a Del Toro horror movie. Okay. I've seen all the ones he's done so far.
So who's in it? Good. I forgot.
Although I did not.
Tom Hiddleston.
I think Jessica Chastain.
Jessica Chastain. Charlie Hunnam.
Get over it. She's good.
Yeah.
And then what's her name?
Ron Perlman.
Mia.
Ron Perlman.
She's got a crazy
Ron Perlman. Ron
he's a
Perlman
monster.
Will
she's
show
monster,
up at it.
Yeah,
I promise you.
Mia something. I can't remember the last name. Wachowski.
I know who you're talking about, but I'm not even
going
to try to say it either.
Yeah. It looks good.
You guys, Adam laughed at me, but Ron Perlman will show up in this movie somewhere.
He will somewhere.
I buy it, yeah.
He will be.
Under makeup.
He'll be the black market dealer for kaiju.
Yeah.
Body parts.
I hope he is.
I had to watch that again today.
Oh, it's so good.
I had family visiting this weekend, and my brother was like, "Yeah, Pacific Rim was boring." I'm like, "You're boring. You're dumb."
Pacific Rim was boring. It was,
that was quite
it was
comeback
anything
there.
But boring.
Good That's great. The only comeback I needed. If you call Pacific Rim boring, it's not worth thinking up of any better comeback. Yep. Anyways, so that Del Toro one.
Yeah,
and
if you
then,
haven't seen it, check it out. We'll watch it before we go. You need to see it.
Okay. Crimson, as we said, Crimson Tide.
Yeah.
Crimson Viper.
Crimson Peak.
Crimson Room.
I would definitely watch a Guillermo del Toro revisioning of Crimson Tide.
That actually just reminded me. Like, that's another point that I had left out of my We've Taken a U-Turn in Time.
Twin Peaks.
Both X-Files and Twin Peaks are coming back to television.
Evil Dead is
that's
a
so
thing
exciting.
Again. Which
it always was a thing.
I was really excited. I thought I was excited about Twin Peaks until they announced that they were making more X-Files and...
Twin Peaks over X-Files.
No. Oh.
I love Twin Peaks.
I don't know about Twin Peaks over X-Files.
I never got into X-Files.
Well, that's stupid, and you're saying stupid.
You're a fool.
Anyways, so the other big trailer that you were talking about, Tyler?
The Man from U.N.C.L.E. looks awesome.
Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I'm excited.
He hasn't seen that one yet.
I haven't seen the trailer yet, but I know when talking about the movie and
so
the build-up for it.
If you're not aware of the TV show back in the 60s, there was a super popular spy TV show called The Man from U.N.C.L.E. American agent played by Robert Vaughn. Russian agent played by... God, what's his name? The guy who plays Ducky on NCIS. I can't think of his name.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just a super hip, you know... It was a very iconic, like, spy show in the 60s. being rebooted as a movie directed by Guy Ritchie.
Yeah. Yes, please.
With the two main spies being played by Henry Cavill and Armie Hammer.
Can I tell you one thing?
Super fun.
Oh. How excited I am the fact that we just, and I am a little disappointed in myself that I haven't watched these yet, the fact that we just had a Guy Ritchie and a Guillermo del Toro trailer drop in the same week, like, yes, please? Like, yeah. Can these guys just make
can you,
all my movies?
Can you just watch all the trailers?
Please? I will watch them. I will watch them.
We're going to
I'm going to see the movies
make him
for
watch
sure.
Now.
I'm going to see the movies for sure.
And Henry Cavill's doing this.
I don't care
I
who's
think a
in
significantly
it. It's Guy Ritchie.
Better American accent than they did in Superman, but it's straight up like a Robert Vaughn impression, and it's kind of awesome. Like,
that's
it can't
fantastic.
Be fun, so I'm really excited about what's happening.
It is exciting.
Yeah, all you right. sounded really excited. Yeah, right. just
and, it's a
per-
and it's very much a period piece.
Very
like they're
60s,
not trying to update
yeah.
it. It's very 60s. Like, it's very much a 60s movie. And there's
back
a lot
in time,
of
Tyler.
A lot
You've
of the people showing
time.
Up in the trailer. Like Jared Harris was in there. Hugh Grant pops up for a second. It looks awesome.
Fantastic.
Back in time.
We're gonna. So. Can we outro with Huey Lewis in the news?
Yeah. I'm okay with it. Everybody else is all right. All right. So other big news going on in the geek world?
Oh.
This is where Aaron
today.
Comes in.
I could talk about me.
Obviously.
Shocker. Are you going to LA again?
I was thinking about how I just had my 1 year anniversary from when I went to LA.
Is that real life?
Is
right
that
now?
Really a thing?
Yeah.
You didn't have something else to...
No.
Okay.
Well, today, the day that this drops, not today, today, but today in the future, Back to the Future.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah,
sorry.
Thank you. I will be playing The Order 1886 because that comes out. I'm excited yes. about that game.
Your wife is posting videos of her dancing at home by herself on Facebook right now.
This is breaking news.
This is breaking news.
Fantastic.
Is this
Why
what she
are you
looking
at Facebook? Why aren't you engaging
I'm trying
in the,
to
in
find
the podcast.
Some news posts
Wait,
here.
Let's watch it and then make reactionary sounds over watching Adam's wife dance.
Yeah, this is getting weird now.
Yeah.
yes, there's the Lego
like
Ant-Man
it.
Thing.
That was the other thing. Okay.
So Toy Fair is going on right now for those who aren't aware.
Toy
if
Fair.
If you're a collector of cool
toys,
cool things. Toy Fair is always toys. Exciting. One of the big reveals was some of Lego's sets for the Marvel stuff, and one of them is they have a toy set for the Ant-Man movie, and they're one of the Lego sets is the final battle, and it definitely shows Ant-Man fighting who is ultimately going to be the big villain in it,
oh.
like straight up spoiling a good chunk of the movie.
Hooray!
I think even without knowing exactly what it is, just from this, I'm sure Tyler, you're in the same boat. I'm probably guessing what direction it's going to go then on everything. I think it felt that way when they announced certain characters at the beginning.
I don't want to say anything.
I'm not going
to
say anything.
And
either,
I've tried my best not to like. I did my best not to find anything out, but just in straight up like the first article I saw about it, the first sentence straight up ruined it.
Oh, did
it?
It's
like, yeah.
Is it? I mean, is it pretty predictable? Because I mean, when they announced the cast, it was kind of like they're probably going to go this direction with it type thing. No,
how, I mean, I guess it depends.
We'll have
on
to talk.
How
we'll have to talk
with,
off the
with,
mic.
With Ant-Man,
yeah,
so.
We'll have to talk off the mic. I don't. I'm a fan of Hank Pym Ant-Man. I prefer the Ultimates version.
Well, this isn't. That's the whole thing. Like,
yeah,
this
I know.
One, it's definitely,
I know it's so. Very different than, and it's the Hank Pym handing it off type thing, and then that's where I'm. Never mind. Spoilers: Snape kills Dumbledore.
Oh.
Anyways, another big thing too is that Marvel is getting closer and closer to sharing more of their Guardians of the Galaxy animated series, which is set to debut this year as well.
Marvel's so hot right now.
Oh, Marvel's so hot right now. But DC, that Batarang, dude. That Batarang.
I hear they have some really good TV shows on. You should probably check some of them out.
They do, that I have not watched. But anyways. Still.
Have you legit, I mean, like, seriously, though, like, running down the list, currently running on television DC properties, have you seen a single episode of Arrow, Flash, Constantine, or Gotham?
Oh, shite. I'm behind on that, too.
No.
You haven't seen a single episode
one?
Of any of the four?
Neither.
I've watched, I think, the first 5 minutes of Arrow.
Did you ever watch, how about, did
hey,
you ever watch Smallville?
He was in an elevator
Unfortunately,
with
I did
ML.
Watch.
That's like,
I don't
watch,
say unfortunately. The first four or five seasons of that were pretty
deal.
Awesome.
I started Smallville. I got to borrow somebody's DVDs, and I started watching the first season, and I just wasn't impressed. And then I would here and there see, you know, occasional parts of episodes that I was just like, yes, yeah, still not impressed.
That's fine. Well, I think all the stuff. Well, I haven't seen Gotham.
Well, Constantine just did its finale last Friday.
And it's probably done because they were.
The ratings were not great, but like the reviews for it got significantly better. I didn't make it past the first episode.
The studio still was not in favor
but
of
it's,
it.
But it's stuck on a Friday, and the Fridays are usually hell.
Yeah, nowadays.
Put shows to die.
That's not TGIF's not a thing anymore for television.
Yeah. No.
Well, neither is, was it?
If it's not,
Thursday night.
Yeah.
That's gone too.
Well, Thursday night was your comedy night, and then Friday night was your like
Friday
SD,
night got a little
serious stuff, so.
Well, back in the day, back to the world,
bro. It was TGIF. Gosh. Was Friday was comedy. Then Thursday became must see TV because you had Friends. You had
And there's
Mad
more
About
must see TV.
And then
CBS owned Monday nights for a while. Mm-hmm. After that, CBS owned Monday
still
nights.
Owns Monday nights.
Yeah,
it's
but
still,
I mean,
that's still Big Bang.
But I mean, Monday was pretty significant. It's starting to kind of go downhill to where
now, if it's prestige, it's typically Sundays.
Sunday night.
Yeah.
And it's also like nights don't, if it's big enough, nights don't
spoiler
matter
alert, zombie kills human.
Everyone has DVR.
Walking Dead.
Has DVR.
Human
has Hulu,
kills human.
Twist. Twist.
I did hear, the only spoiler that I will have that I, because I haven't
about
watched,
The Walking Dead this
I
week?
I haven't watched The Walking Dead. In
they said.
Probably, they finally said we are The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It
yeah.
took them God knows how many seasons to finally have Rick say the line that gives the book its title. But.
Yeah.
And a lot of people were pretty pissed about it.
That he finally said it? Or
no,
that it took this long?
Because people that aren't familiar with the comics don't know that that was the line that gave it the title in the first volume. But there was a lot of people that were like, why did he have to say the show title? Like, why did they have
did
to make
it
so
just
obvious?
Did they think it was uber cliche?
And so there's like a whole news story out about like that I was reading on like now it's we finally understand that The Walking Dead has dual meaning. And it's like, you finally it took him telling you that
this
to finally understand
this comic book has
it?
Been coming out for years,
you guys,
kids.
You guys do realize you can pick this up on a shelf and read it?
Yeah.
And you only have to start with the first one to get that payoff. I mean, you don't have to get very far into the series to get to where we
you
are
get the
there.
First, like, omnibus, and you've knocked
right.
it out.
Oh, yeah.
So anyways, we are talking about all these big things going on, but this weekend... is the Academy Awards, what year is this? Of the, well, I know it's 2015. Is
like
the 89th
it's
Academy
close
Award?
To 90.
Basically a millionth. Who knows?
We're going to see 100th in our lifetime, possibly. Hopefully. Anyways.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. Nobody knows what's going to happen to me in the next decade now, thanks to that comment. But, yeah, 80 blank Academy Awards, 89th probably.
87th.
We're good with knowing where we are and stuff.
Swami Samsonite.
87th.
Slappy.
Way off. Anyway, so the point is we do have the big awards here. Last year we did a whole episode going through the list, making our picks. We won't talk about who got the most right because it's not important. It was
what?
Important that we
cheater.
All had fun, Bob.
It was
important
Bob.
That we all had fun.
Bob
Everybody
cheated.
Knows it was Bob.
Bob cheated anyway.
This year we've already spent an entire episode talking about the nominees, so we don't want to dedicate a whole nother episode to it. So we figured we'd spend the back portion of this episode talking about the main six categories, the actor categories, director, and best film. But on Sunday morning, our early post, we will definitely have Ben Affleck's winning best actor, right? Aaron's coming back in time to change it. And Sunday we'll have our full list of our picks as we'll still compete against one another to who was right. And
I will be victorious because I'm putting
no,
up the post
Bob
and
will,
I can change all
dude,
your answers.
Dude, don't even try. Bob's going to beat us all anyways. Like, that's right. I do have editor privileges in the site. Nope, guys. I totally, but you guys did totally send that over.
I don't know how you guys.
Adam deleted the emails. Adam and I tied for first place. That's how it happened.
Super weird. Yeah,
so. Anyways, all right, let's start. Are we going to start with some supporting actor categories? Supporting actress?
Which one? Actor or actress?
Let's start with supporting actress.
Let's start with actor. Patricia Arquette.
Four.
Arquette.
Boyhood.
Arquette. Thank you.
For Boyhood.
You're not famous. You have to get the names right.
Laura Dern for Wild. Keira Knightley for The Imitation Game. Emma Stone for Birdman or The Unexpected Virtue of Ignorance. And Meryl Streep for Into the Woods.
That one is laughable compared to the other ones. All right, let's start it. Bob, you have to go first. You can't steal our answers this time.
Yeah, Bob. Gosh.
Whoa. It's Patricia Arquette. She's pretty much a lock. I mean, great performance. really all five of these, they did great. No one had one of those real big scenes that would you just draw you to it. Yeah, Meryl Streep sang. She sang well. Emma Stone was really good in Birdman, but Patricia Arquette just, I think, yeah, it's her time.
All right, Aaron.
I don't know why Patricia Arquette ever has to have a time.
So is wow. Are you going against
that
her
not,
there?
That was
or
not a
are
pick.
You picking her? Like, what's,
do you have a pick?
I don't know why I don't like her.
Are you going to pick a winner? Or are
but
you
she's
gonna...
probably a nice person. I just mean her acting.
Can you
seriously,
please,
though,
Aaron,
the winner.
We're trying to pick
I
a winner.
I don't like
here.
Any of these.
Not even Emma Stone and
you,
Birdman?
Well, you
nope.
have to pick one.
Nope.
I mean, I shouldn't have to pick one. So you can abstain.
Were their stories too thin? Or
can you please no,
you stop
please
it?
Please don't get us in this, but just pick
no,
it. Just pick
you know,
somebody.
I'm going to pick the one that I haven't seen, Laura Dern in Wild. I'm
okay,
pick
that one. Tyler, we're
I'm
moving on from Aaron.
Actually picking Wild, Laura Dern.
So
for
you're
realsies.
Upset with
I want to hear about. I want to hear about your reasoning. Aaron needs to stop talking, though, but I want to hear about your reasoning, Tyler,
I
why
mean,
you're picking
I feel
her.
Like Patricia Arquette's definitely the favorite, but I think Laura Dern's going to be that dark horse category. She picked up some other awards at some of the smaller shows, and I thought she was really good.
Okay. Adam?
Emma Stone, Birdman.
You're picking her as the winner?
Yes.
All right. Why?
Because I feel like this year that there aren't a lot of like clear favorites. So you're going to get a lot of split votes, and I think she will be close to higher in other people's ballots than some of the others.
I want to agree with you, Adam. I want to agree with you. Emma Stone, I want that to be my answer, but unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be the
Let
case.
Let your heart guide you, bro.
I'm not going to, because I lost last time.
I
let
my
heart
my
guide
heart me.
I just
with a lot of American
it's,
hustle.
It's going
go well.
To be, I'm going to have to side with Bob on this one for Patricia Arquette.
If you pick all of Bob's movies, I'm going to punch you.
No, I'm not going to pick all of Bob's, because we're going to fight on Best Picture. I already know this. But I think I want it to be Emma Stone. Her performance was incredible.
She
I think it's
job.
Her time, even though she's still
Honestly,
young.
Honestly, someone in this room needs Laura Dern, actually.
She does need
That's true, but I think it's going to be Arquette. I think
I actually am going to be actually a little
there's
upset
a lot
that
of
Laura
love
Dern's going to win, because I will have gotten a point for being right, and Aaron will have gotten a point for being
right. Tyler, this is a lose-lose for you, is
it's
what
really
we're saying.
Lose. The
I like what's going on right
now. I really need Keira Knightley
to
win now.
But I want to change my answer, because I don't think that Tyler will get the right.
No, you're
pick.
Not changing your answer.
All
right.
Right.
Oh, we're not
actor
going...
in a supporting role. We can probably skip this one, unless someone wants to go out on a limb and be dumb.
No, okay, that's supporting actor.
Seriously,
no, I think
Robert Duvall for The Judge, Ethan Hawke for Boyhood, Edward Norton for Birdman, Mark Ruffalo for Foxcatcher. J.K. Simmons for Whiplash.
You say dumb, but there is two
J.K.
potential
Simmons
people right there.
J.K. Simmons is winning this one in a walk, and if he doesn't, I quit. I'm never watching the Oscars again. It's
okay.
It's over.
Adam?
It's, that award
let's,
is
let's
his.
Be fair. You're
Adam,
not
who
watching
you got?
Him this year. J.K. Simmons.
Aaron?
Whiplash.
J.K. Simmons.
J.K. Simmons.
In a movie that I mean, she doesn't even like.
This, so this is what is, we talked about before, though. I you stop it. It's not that I don't like that movie.
You it really is, don't
okay.
like it,
okay,
though.
Okay, let's,
I love
really,
that movie.
No, stop, please. Let's really not do this right now. Let's.
Okay, Dad.
Adam started it, first of all.
He did.
So, J.K. Simmons. Bob, you had something to say about it?
No, just J.K. Simmons.
Okay. This is another one where I want it to be the Birdman. I want it to be Edward Norton here. However, I'm not going to be upset if it's J.K. Simmons, because J.K. Simmons does own that. I mean, own the performance this year and own Whiplash even.
And we were talking about people having their time. J.K. Simmons.
It's been his time.
It's been his
time
for a long time.
This is. I think he's going
to
win.
We cast him as Jonah Jameson again.
Yes. Yes.
He's totally open to coming back to the role.
Good.
I read an article. Lord. He's very open to coming back to the role, and there's been talk about bringing him back.
Good. Good, good.
Okay,
good.
So before we go into actor categories, let's start. Person. We're going to go to Best Director.
Director.
Morton Tilden for The Imitation Game. Bennett Miller for Foxcatcher. Birdman. Alejandro Gonzalez Iñárritu. I don't
That's
know
good.
How to say
That's
that.
Good.
Close enough.
Pretty good. All right. Richard Linklater for Boyhood. Wes Anderson for The Grand Budapest Hotel. I know what
Budapest?
The majority... I'm sorry, Grant, Tyler, or Bob's just on the Budapest. Picking on everybody's language.
You're not famous. You don't get to butcher Academy Award nominees in front of Bob.
Anita, what's her name? What's her name?
John
what
Travolta.
Is, what does he
John
call her? Travolta. Like,
Idina Menzel.
Yeah, Idina Menzel. I think I know where a lot of us want to lean, but I think we know it's probably not going to be the answer. So, Let's go back around. We'll start with Adam on this one.
You don't know my heart.
That's right.
This is for director?
Yes.
I'm either going to get all of them right or none of them right, and so I'm going to go ahead and go with the none of them right idea.
Well, if you get none of them right, then we all miss Best Supporting Actor.
It's okay. I'm going to say Imitation Game. Give me that name again.
Morton Tilden?
Yeah.
All right. That's a reach.
Really good job.
Tyler?
I think we all lean a different way. This, I think, is one of the harder ones, but I think just on based entirely on scope, it's Linklater in A Walk.
So Aaron?
And I think not maybe because he did the best job, but I think people who vote for this award straight up see, oh, wait, you took 13 years to make this movie. Yeah. Here's your statue.
Aaron?
I think we all know that I am in favor of Wes Anderson here.
Yeah. Bob?
I think I got to go with Inarritu or whatever.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won Directors Guild.
Yeah, and Directors Guild has spoken.
Only
quite...
directors voting, though.
Yeah.
The Academy's got everybody voting.
Yeah. But, I mean, when the guy's given speeches, he's just really been really entertaining.
I think, as much as you guys alluded to, this could be a tricky category to pick. I'm leaning Linklater as well for Boyhood. I think the same reason. But... I'm not going to be shocked if somebody else ends up on that stage specifically. Yeah.
Inarritu should win, but I think he probably did the best job. Directing.
I would pick him. I would love to see Wes Anderson win just because I'm a big fan of Wes Anderson. I don't know if he did the best of the five that are here, but I'd still love to see it. But I think it's going to be, I agree. I think they're going to look at the scope of that movie and give it to Linklater.
Yeah.
Best actress. Felicity Jones, The Theory of Everything. Marion Cotillard, 2 Days, 1 Night. Reese Witherspoon, Wild. Julianne Moore, Still Alice. Rosamund Pike, Gone Girl. Bob, why don't you start us on this one? This is a tough one.
It's not necessarily. I mean, Julianne Moore.
Not for
is,
Bob.
Julianne
sure.
Moore has won most of the awards this year, so I got to go with her.
Okay, Aaron.
I think. That obviously the one Gone Girl nomination here that we have should win.
Who?
Rosamund Pike.
Okay, I just making sure you're paying attention.
Adam said earlier, I think this is another one of those split vote categories, and I love me some Rosamund Pike, but I think Julianne Moore definitely takes it.
Okay.
Yeah, she probably will
Adam?
Win, but I like to go with my heart.
I'm gonna go with Rosamund Pike because. I think a lot of people love that movie, and with this being its only major nom, I think that's going to sway some people that are close, and so I think she gets enough votes to get in there.
So I'm going against Bob here. Well, I guess I went against him in director, but I'm going also with Rosamund Pike, and I think for that same reason, I think this is where Gone Girl is going to get its credit for the quality of movie it is.
Right.
This is since it's not getting any other awards, this is where they're going to... So not only are they voting for Rosamund Pike here, they're voting for other things and putting it behind her. And I think that's going to help partly because of what we talked about. I think this is going to be one of those categories where there's two, possibly three people that could still end up walking away with this.
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised to see, I wouldn't even be surprised to see Felicity Jones make it up there.
All right. So originally we thought Best Actor might've been a 2-horse race, but now with all the love behind American Sniper, it might not be. So let's talk a little bit about that. Michael Keaton for Birdman, Eddie Redmayne for The Theory of Everything, Benedict Cumberbatch for The Imitation Game, Bradley Cooper, American Sniper, and Steve Carell for Foxcatcher. Aaron, you start us on this one.
I don't really know what to say about this other than maybe Bradley Cooper. Like, I don't really have an opinion other than I'm just going to guess Bradley Cooper.
Okay, Tyler.
I really want it to be Michael Keaton, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be Eddie Redmayne.
All right.
Not that I have a problem with that either. I just really wanted it to be Michael Keaton.
Bob.
Probably the toughest category. I mean, this is where a split will probably occur. I really want Keaton to win. I think Cooper could slide in there, but I think Eddie Redmayne.
Okay, Adam.
Before I saw Imitation Game, I thought it was Eddie Redmayne for sure. Benedict Cumberbatch does an amazing job in that movie as Alan Turing in The Imitation Game. I'm with Bob in this one just being, gosh, I mean, you say three. I'd love to see Keaton win it. I'm a Bradley Cooper fan. I didn't see American Sniper, so I don't know how he does in that one. I probably have to stick with Eddie Redmayne.
Okay.
Just.
I think my opinion is Keaton and Redmayne are going to pull too much of a split. And with the love that American Sniper's gotten lately, I think this is going to be Bradley Cooper ending up on stage here. I don't want it to be, but that's what my vote is going to be. I think I would like for it to be Michael Keaton, but my final answer is Bradley Cooper.
I think whoever's going to be on stage, it's going to be a shock.
All right, yeah. So best picture to wrap us up for the evening is Whiplash, American Sniper, Birdman, The Grand Budapest Hotel, The Imitation Game, Selma, The Theory of Everything, Boyhood. Bob, give us your answer and why.
This one's going to be a real tough category.
I think so. I think the award season has muddied this up even more when we thought we were going to get some answers out of
yeah.
them.
I think so.
Especially with Birdman getting those recent wins after Boyhood took so much.
I think I might even shock you.
Where are you going?
Grand Budapest Hotel.
No, that's never going to happen.
I think
I want it to.
I like that because Bob gets these things right.
Boyhood and Birdman, they are just like neck and neck. And
the Academy does this sometimes where you think you have a clear, not even one, you have a clear one or two that are just, and then bam, they hit you with Crash. They hit you with something else like that just, that one Best Picture?
It has a huge cast.
Did you call Crash?
And yes, I did.
Ah, I knew it. And I was just curious.
All right, so huge cast. It has a great cast.
It has a huge
too.
Cast, and they all vote. Like I said, and
pretty much all those people have the ability to vote in this.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, Wes Anderson. I mean, he's quirky. I mean, it's a great movie.
Yeah,
we talked
about it a lot earlier. This is by far his most accessible film today.
Definitely.
All right, so Bob's got the Grand Budapest Hotel. I'm going over to Adam for this one.
I think it's Birdman.
All right.
That's where my heart is with this one. I think it's Birdman, and I'm with you guys. This is a tough category. I mean, this whole year, there's just so many good movies and so many good performances and everything like that, but I think Birdman gets it.
Yeah.
Tyler?
My heart's definitely with Whiplash, but I definitely think that of the ones that have a chance to win, Birdman was the best. And I think Boyhood takes home the statue.
I like this. We've got three different answers so far.
Boyhood. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Final answer.
Aaron.
While I want Grand Budapest to win, I think it's the best choice on the docket if Gone Girl is not available. I think that Boyhood will win, not because I've seen it, but because politics.
I'm picking Chef. No.
Write-in vote.
Yeah, write-in vote. Darth Vader. Adam Adair. This one is super tough for me because I think my original thought is that it's coming down to Birdman and Boyhood. Part of me wants to say what Bob is saying right now, though, that I think there could be enough pull back and forth on those that this would be the time that Wes Anderson gets up there in Grand Budapest. I think at the end of the day, though, that everything is going to be pointing towards Boyhood, and then that curveball is going to be Birdman's going to win right at the end. So I'm going with Birdman. I would not be shocked if Boyhood or Grand Budapest goes. I would be equally as happy to see Grand Budapest up there. Maybe even more just because it's Wes Anderson finally seeing him up there. But Birdman would be very pleased to see that one Best Picture too because it was a fantastic movie. To be honest, of the ones I have seen on this list so far, I wouldn't be upset if any of them won.
Can we state now for the record, regardless of how many points are accumulated by any one person, if Whiplash wins, honestly, instantly is last place. Zero points.
If Whiplash wins, and I feel like the only reason you want it to win is because I don't think it's the best picture of the year.
I want it to win because
I will stop watching
the
Oscars forever.
It was my favorite movie of the year, but at the same time, I also want it to win because.
You know, you also love The Saint, but you were willing to admit that that wasn't that great of a movie.
So, anyways. Before we end up in another 30-minute argument about Whiplash on microphone, these are our picks for what we'd consider the Big Six. Of course, we will have a post Sunday. We'll hide those things since it'll be a lengthy post in spoilers or tables or something. But we will pick all categories like we have in years past and go head-to-head to see who is the grand champion of the Academy Awards. Bob will win. He'll buy himself a box of donuts for winning again. And
inside, outside the top six, regardless, what's the one that you can say right now, this is a lock, that's a done deal?
J.K. Simmons.
Like even if you get to count all the other categories, which one is like you can say with 100% certainty this is who's going
to
win.
I would have to relook at the categories.
What's his name? Alexander Desplat wins for best original score.
See, and my
because he's
lock
up for
is,
two, so I feel like he's winning for sure.
Cinematographer for Birdman.
My lock is Grand Budapest for Art Direction.
That's another some of those are pretty favorable, but we'll pick them all. Of course, we do want to hear from you. So whether you wait to our post on Sunday to pick all your picks, or you post on this, or even just let us know on Facebook or anywhere else you can find Project Nerd, which is in a lot of very variable places across the internet.
Tell you what, post your picks on our Facebook page for this episode. If you beat Bob, we will buy you donuts.
We will buy you donuts.
We will buy you a
dozen
donuts.
We'll figure that out.
If you can
beat
Bob, we will buy you a dozen donuts.
Okay. People have got to, first of all, interact with us on Facebook, listen to this point in the podcast.
Yeah. They're going to do
and
it.
And make their picks.
Or post it when we put up our post on Facebook of our list.
Mm-hmm.
If you can beat Bob, we will buy you donuts.
I would totally.
So if I beat Bob, do I get donuts?
Yeah. Do I get to sign up for that? Are there
neither of you are beating Bob.
No one in this room is beating Bob.
That's true.
We have to take him down, Tyler. We will take him down. All right,
we can add our scores together and maybe not
A miracle could happen and I could get 19 out of 20, you know?
I mean, unless
the funny thing is, there's
Adam
more than 20 categories.
Waits for Bob to turn all of his in and then copies them and then makes coin flip for one change.
And ends up winning now?
That's it.
All right, so guys, thank you again for joining us on this week's episode of Nerdcast. Enjoy the Academy Awards this weekend. I do not
Who's
know.
Who's the host?
Neil Patrick Harris this year.
Ooh, I'm going to watch this year.
We might. We live tweeted it a couple years ago. Maybe we should do that again.
Yeah, let's
this year.
Yeah. Let's do that.
We can hang out, live tweet it.
Eat donuts.
Yeah. I'm down for that.
How long is it these days? Is it
three and a half hours?
I mean, it goes until
Yeah, we're not
Tuesday
recording
afternoon,
a whole episode. I thought about it for a second, recording an episode, but then I'm like, yeah, we got to go back to work on Monday. So anyways, once again, thank you for joining us this week. We will catch you next week on another episode of the Nerdcast.
Aww, we have to say goodbye.